Hello.
Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We'd just like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? You're in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, does anyone in your household, I'm sorry, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help us. It means a lot to us. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
65.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving forward. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number, sir, between 0 to 10, okay? So, what number? 10. Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay, a strong Republican? No, not so strong.
The what, sir?
A strong Republican or not so strong?
A strong.
A strong. Okay, moving forward. Thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country set it?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay. And what specifically makes you say that? And just one or two things that comes to mind on your own words, so I can record this, please.
Well, everything. You know, the way everything is going, the, you know, the immigration, the economy, security for the country, everything.
But the immigration is one of the issues that, that it bothers you the most, right? That's
yeah.
The reason why, okay. And then you say also the economy, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm just recording this real quick. Now, moving forward. Now, and which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Not the first one. You can pick up two choices, okay, as I read along. You pick
okay.
up the choices that you want, and then I'm going to continue reading, so because it's more, and then if you change your mind, you let me know. Here we go. Improving K-12 public schools education is one of the issues, okay, and the other one is immigration and border security, criminal justice reform to stop racial profiling, and holds bad cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Inflation in the economy, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, protection, abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government and health care costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms. Can you pick two of the ones I just read, please?
Immigration and security.
Okay. And another one? Inflation, the economy, criminal justice reform, standing up.
Inflation and economy, definitely.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's move forward. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, saying or getting worse? What's your opinion?
Getting worse,
okay. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I guess getting worse.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, there is no right or wrong answer, and if you don't feel like sharing your opinion, let me know so can we move forward, okay? I appreciate your patience. Now, and how often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. Now, how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
What was the question again, sir? I'm sorry.
Okay. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Okay, sir? So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Tim Scott from 0 to 100. Recognize the name?
50, yeah.
And how about Black Lives Matter? 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. And the the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
60.
And Cornel West?
Never heard of that.
Okay. Never heard of him? Or you heard, don't have no opinion?
No, never heard of that.
Never heard him. Okay. Now, how about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. And the Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights in general, to the best of your knowledge, from what, for 0 to 100?
I would say 50.
Okay. And also Donald Trump, 0 to 100?
70.
Okay. And the Republican Party in general?
I would say about 72.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's move forward real quick. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or no worry at all?
No worry at all.
No worry at all. Okay. Now, I'd like you to I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please tell me, sir, whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Okay, real quick. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Agree strongly or somewhat agree?
I agree, yeah.
Okay, but strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly, I'm sorry. Strongly.
The next one, America's diversity makes it stronger. Agree or disagree?
The question again, sir, I'm sorry.
Okay, the statement is America's diversity makes it stronger. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And how about artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we cannot afford right now? Agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Same question, same choices.
I disagree.
They're strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and abortion access should be illegal. I'm sorry, let me start. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Agree or disagree with that statement?
I prefer not to answer that.
Well, let's move forward. The government The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, now I'm going to read you real quick two statements that some people have made about our country, and please tell me which you agree with more. Okay, here's the first one real quick. Some people say America's strength is diversity, that that we are a nation defined by different people who have come together and put to the idea that we the people can accomplish innocence together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our difference. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. That's the first statement. Second statement. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes book into our schools to indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Now, diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Now, which of those two statements do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
The second statement.
Okay. More, so what, more or much more?
Agree. Much more.
Much more, okay. Now, I'm going to read real quick the list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. And please, sir, rate each of using the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't think it's being threat or undermined at all, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 10. Here we go. Now, the first one. Police that treat everyone the same. Do you think that's being undermined or under threat? From 0 to 10, what number?
I would say 5.
Okay. And a commitment to Christian ideals?
Okay. I would say 10.
10, okay. And next one, immigration to this country from 0 to 10.
That would say 10. That would be that I agree or disagree.
No, see, the things, let me read it again, okay? I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. So you think immigration to this country is being undermined from 0 to 10. 0 means you do not agree it is being treated or undermined at all. That's what 0 means, okay? That you don't agree with that. Now, 10 means you strongly agree that it is being treated and undermined. That's what 10 means.
Number 10.
Okay. Now, let me continue. The right to bear arms. You think that's being threatened or undermined in our country today from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And freedom to protest the police of government. Same thing, from 0 to 10. You think that's being...
Number 5.
Okay. And how about ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting? Undermining or threatening from 0 to 10?
I would say 5.
Okay. And equal economic opportunities for all, from 0 to 10. You think that's being undermining or threatening?
Number 5.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? I appreciate your patience on the line. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made and how we can make improvements to the country. Now, please, sir, rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Now, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10. Okay.
Four to 5.
Thank you. Now, America's democratic institutions have come under several attacks in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And we do not stand up. I'm sorry, if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10.
0.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, let's move forward. Now, sometimes over the course of the service, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Let's last few questions just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you real quick some categories. Stop me when I get to your category, okay? 1 to 11 grade, high school graduate.
High school.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I'm married.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Here we go. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you, sir. I appreciate very much your time. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, thank you for sharing your opinion, sir, once again. And this concludes the survey. Okay, very kind of you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, believe me.